اللهم لك الحمد لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك لك الحمد كما أنعمت علينا من آلائك العظيمة ونعمك الجسيمة لك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام لك الحمد على نعمة القرآن لك الحمد على نعمة الزكاة والصيام والقيام اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك قابلها وأتمها علينا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره اتقوا الله واغتمروا أوامره واجتنبوا نواهيه لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه ومنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا سورة الأحزاب verse number 23 Brothers and sisters, before I begin, I praise Almighty Allah. I praise the Lord of the worlds, the Creator, Sustainer, the All-Compassionate and All-Merciful. I praise Him for His limitless blessings and wonderful gifts. I praise Him for the gift of Islam, guiding us to the natural way, the way of balance and harmony and peace, the way balancing the demands of the body and the spirit and the mind, the way that leads to felicity and salvation in this world and the next. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of Salah, where we are called to commune with the Lord face to face, directly speaking to Him without intermediary. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of Zakah and charity, where we share the gifts, the bounties, with those who deserve it, with the less fortunate. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of fasting. Allah has honored me and you to witness another holy month in order to seek redemption, to purify ourselves, to remind ourselves of our essence. We are human beings not because of the body we have, physical nature. We are human beings because of the spiritual nature, the essence, the divine spirit in us. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي I breathe into the mold of clay from my spirit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So Ramadan, the fasting, reminds us of our spiritual essence, the core of humanity. What makes us really human, distinct from the animals. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of pilgrimage, where we demonstrate the oneness of a human family. Today I stand here. Of course, we are all in this spiritually saturated atmosphere. We breathe the spirit. We inhale it. We taste it. We smell it. We spend hours listening to the beautiful recitation. We forego drink and food and lusts and desires. All of this is a training for us to become worthy servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us self-restraint, resilience, the mastery over the carnal desires, to control our anger and emotion, and to become like Rasulullah, like the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today when I stand here, I am humbled to remember this great giant of Islam, of this century. I have taught a course here spanning 5 or 6 parts from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam down through the centuries. And each one of these role models and mentors have inspired me. But the model of the models for us, the exemplar par excellence, the perfect example for us is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has inspired countless people. This is the beauty of this religion. His teachings, the wisdom he's imparted, has moved the hearts and minds, influenced societies, influenced individuals, transforming them from their base nature to be dignified human beings, sharing the compassion and the wisdom, creating harmony and peace in the world around them. This is the figure I have in mind, Muhammad Ali. I know he is not Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is not Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is not Umar ibn Khattab. But for our time, he represents a relevant model for me and you, for our young people to look up to. To make Islam relevant, to relate it to the society and the humanity. We are one human family now. The world is turned into a village. So we cannot retire into cocoons. We need to open up and share that spiritual wisdom and the compassion of Islam. And Muhammad Ali today, to me, represents this one of the best role models for us in this century, actually. I would say it. I would declare it. I have a detailed article I have wrote. I was truly inspired. Although I have taught many, many great imams and giants of Islamic history. But this figure, because he was alive, living in my time, your time, in the time of my children, your children and grandchildren, he is a true source of inspiration. I'm not negating all those, belittling these great imams and shuhada and the martyrs and heroes of Islam. Islamic history is full of them. I would challenge you to take this course. The last part is going to continue from September, inshallah, and Muhammad Ali will be covered, Malcolm X will be covered. Now, what made Muhammad Ali unique? Muslims today, including myself, confuse Islam with rituals for sake of rituals. We pray, we fast, we read Quran. Some of us try to finish the Quran. We compete with one another. I want to finish in 3 days. The person is asking, is it wrong if I finish the Quran in 3 days? The answer is, Quran is not revealed for us just to be recited. Recitation is not a virtuous deed by itself. It's a virtuous deed only, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the eminent companion and the interpreter of the Quran, inspired scholar of Quran, said, Quran was sent down by Allah for people to act according to the message. Ironically, people have made the recitation itself an end in itself, as if it is a virtue devoid of the purpose and the wisdom behind it. We need to get back to the essence of this religion. We cannot detach religion from character. Muhammad Ali had the character. He embraced Islam and he discovered the liberating power of this religion. The liberating power of this religion is that you shall bow down before none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That your excellence, your greatness is according to the level of your submission to the will of the Creator. You are great. I am great. Everyone can be great. because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a human being with a potential, and I must realize and excel, attain excellence in that potential. And Muhammad Ali taught that you can be great. You can be great. No matter you are black or white or yellow, no matter which background you come from, you can be great. And he inspired young people. And he put it into practice. He excelled. He is the champ of the champions. He excelled. He mastered. He won awards and titles. He conquered the world in this field. He conquered. He amassed great fortune. But he was willing to surrender with all of it for the principle, for his what he believed to be true. Because the first challenge was, he took on the name Muhammad Ali. The name given to him by his father was Cassius Clay. No sooner he became Muslim, he changed his name. He said, "This is a slave name. I am not a slave. I am Muhammad Ali." And Muhammad Ali, Muhammad means the one praised in the heavens and the earth. The name of the beloved messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't you ever call me Cassius Clay. Call me Muhammad Ali. And when they wanted to make him, give him the star in this hall of fame, he refused to take it unless that star is hung on the wall and not on the floor for people to walk and tremble. It was a break with the tradition, because every other star is placed on the earth, on the floor, and people walk on it. He said, "I cannot." When asked why you want it to be hung on the wall, he said, "I bear the name of the beloved messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is impossible for me to allow people to trample on the name of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you want to give me the star, I will accept it only when you put it on the wall." And they did. Man standing up for the principle, and he dodged the drafting. Many escaped to Canada. He did not. Look at the braveness of this man. He did not run away. He stood the ground and said, "I am not going to kill someone far out who did not harm me. It is injustice. It is wrong. It is the imperial agenda. I don't want to subscribe to it. I don't want to endorse it. I don't want to approve it." And they took him to jail. They stripped the titles from him, and he lost millions. Today, to get millions, how much fraud we commit? Not millions, thousands. Even for $1,000, how much fraud people commit? And they may be praying 5 times a day. I know a man who defrauded people millions. He used to be in the first saf in the masjid, in Jami Mosque and other mosques. Regularly in the first saf, beard. I mean, you look at him, and people offer their daughters to him as a second wife. Na'udhu billah. This is the kind of Islam we have. Prayer and fraud. Prayer and cheating. They cannot go together. Because in prayer, you are standing before the Lord of the world. How can you pray and then cheat your brother? Defraud your brother out of his life savings, brother. Of course, Muhammad Ali grasped the message. Man of integrity, bold, boldness, courage is the trait of Islam, is the trait of Rasulullah, to declare before the world, "I am the messenger of Allah," and they are ready to kill him, to finish him, and he stood the ground, and Muhammad Ali learned that message from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I admire this man, brothers. And of course, finally, he won the case, and the court freed him, and he was restored. And he won the battles. Of course, after winning many battles, and he used to brag that I am the greatest. There is a beautiful example of the man, a young boy, whose hero was the opponent that Muhammad Ali was fighting. I read this story, I was amazed. Because this boy said, Muhammad Ali brags, I am the greatest. So he thought this is somebody who is bragging about himself. Actually, Muhammad Ali himself said, when I say that, I want to inspire myself. I want to inspire myself. Defeat this self-defeatism. That I am nothing. Nachiz Banda. We have in Urdu, Nachiz. What can I do? What can I do? America is great. Soviet Russia is great. What can we do? So you defeat the whole purpose. Defeat yourself. Before you begin the work, you already defeated yourself. You cannot achieve anything. This is not the message of Islam. Ehris ala ma yanfa'u. Aspire for what is great and good and positive and strive for it, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala ta'ajiz. Don't feign helplessness. Because you are not helpless. You are a servant of Allah, endowed with a great potential. Allah has done his homework. So Muhammad Ali, this boy was in the airport and there was a huge crowd gathered around Muhammad Ali. And he was the one who admired the opponent of Muhammad Ali in the battle. I don't remember his name. But no sooner he saw Muhammad Ali, he saw how humble this man was, how everybody hugging, every child, embracing every child. And he said, this is not what I knew in the ring. This is a humble man, compassionate man, gentle man, feather-like. And totally transformed by looking at his actions, his behavior, his mannerisms. This is Islam, brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba say, every single Sahabi thought that he is closer to Rasulullah than the other person. Every single one. Every single one thought that he is so special in his relationship with Rasulullah. And Muhammad Ali had inspired. Because Muhammad Ali said, everything you admire in me, everything you like in me, I learned it from Islam. And of course, what Islam? My Islam, your Islam, the mullah's Islam, the sheikh's Islam? No, brother. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is time for me and you to teach our children the akhlaq and the manners. As the Sahaba used to say, instead of forcing children to memorize the Quran and then they commit traffic drugs and go to the discourse. I don't know whether this term is used now. I don't know whether all kinds of committing sins when they carry the Quran in their heads and minds. The fault is ours, because Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim said, we taught the children Iman and Akhlaq before we taught them the Quran. Imam Malik, his mother used to tell him, go to Rabia and learn adab from him, akhlaq from him, before you acquire knowledge, because adab and akhlaq comes before. So irony today is, we are told if the students are the worst in the school system, why? They have no akhlaq, they have iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to reverse this method. Get back. So Muhammad Ali learned that the essence of Islam is akhlaq, character, principle. Stand by your principle. Be bold to declare what you are. And he taught us that. And there's so many instances in the life of Muhammad Ali. How often you see, I am not singling out women. Men and women carrying themselves, highlighting their private parts. And they have, for all look, physically, they think that they have applied fiqh rules of modesty. The spirit of modesty is not there. The wisdom of the Sharia is upset, undermined. I read today a report from one of the daughters of Muhammad Ali. What kind of Islam he had, what kind of understanding of Islam he had. His daughters, two of them appeared, entered his home, dressed in revealing clothes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time is going to come when women will be dressed, but for our practical purposes, they will be naked. Na'udhu billah, I had gone to see that Niagara Falls once, and I saw this sister, na'udhu billah, in this gown. And of course, I had to say astaghfirullah and turn my eyes, because everything is exposed in the name of hijab. So Muhammad Ali's daughters appeared, revealing clothes. He took one of them and made her sit in his lap. And he said, your daughter, you know, a diamond is covered. Precious diamond. It's covered, isn't it? He said, everything that God made available in the world is covered and hard to get to. Where do you find diamonds? Deep down in the ground, covered and protected. Where do you find pearls? Deep down at the bottom of the ocean, covered up and protected in a beautiful shell. Where do you find gold? Way down in the mine, covered over with layers and layers of rock. You have got to work hard to get to them. He looked at me with serious eyes. Your body is sacred. You are far more precious than diamonds and pearls, and you should be covered too. Brothers and sisters, this is Islam. This is Islam. He grasped it. He internalized it. And of course, this man really understood that this world is not real. You and I think this is here. Life is here. If there is a paradise on earth, it is here, it is here, it is here. This is what the, you know, Muslim so-called emperor, the poet sang. Indian Muslim emperor. Because they had so much caught up with this glamour of this world. They carried the name of Islam and Muslims, but this world got into their minds. Unlike Muhammad Ali, possessed the world in his hand, but he did not possess his heart. He said, this world is not real. Somebody asked him, what would you do after retiring from boxing? He said, you want to know what I would do? I would be doing the work for God. Because I want to get to Jannah. Because this is not the real world. I'm going to say goodbye to it anytime that God wants. And actually he prepared his funeral way before, so meticulously. And I watched it yesterday. I said, Subhanallah. Actually he delivered a message to the world while he was alive. And he wanted his funeral also to be delivering a message to the world, which is Islam and Muslims. He wanted to see the power of Islam and the glory of Islam through his action, through his life. This is Islam, brothers. And of course, the man, the doctor who treated him, just prior to his life, is 4 decades after retiring, he was seen on the street corner distributing flyer for Islam. And every one of them, he will sign his name, Muhammad Ali. You may think because he thinks himself high, that's why he signed it. No. Brother, when somebody asks him, why you put your sign on it? Because he knows he's living in a world of Islamophobia. Islamophobia. They hate Islam and Muslims. So he said, if my name is on that paper, it is less likely they will discard it, throw it. So he wanted to use his fame and name, not to promote himself, but to promote the faith he believed and cherished dearly. Finally, brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if Allah wants to choose a man for his honor or woman for his honor, he will engage him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba asked, engaging for what? Engage him by the end of his life to be fully occupied with the work that would please him. And he did engage, Allah did engage him in promoting Islam, and also the last days he's sick, he's virtually bedridden, and yet he would summon the power to go and visit every sick person in that hospital, cheering them up, visiting the sick, one of the greatest virtues. When you visit the sick, you are walking in the meadows of paradise and the angels are sending blessings on you. So the man spent his last days. And remember, young people, including myself, I am not young. Be inspired by what he used to do to remind himself. He said that he used to carry matches in his pocket. He said, somebody asked him, why do you carry matches? You don't smoke. He said, you know why I carry it? Because every time I am tempted to commit a sin, I lit this match and bring it closer to my thumb. And I say, how do you feel? This is nothing as compared to the fire of hell. So guard yourself against the fire of hell. Protect yourself. Don't fall into sin. Brothers and sisters, Muhammad Ali is a living example for us. How to practice Islam in such a way that we bring the love and understanding and appreciation and admiration. Millions all over the world, Muslims and non-Muslims, love him. You want to be a Muslim in today's world? Be like Muhammad Ali. That is the application of the Sunnah of the Prophet. Not to carry a toothstick or brush in front of people. The Sunnah of the Prophet is the character of the Prophet. It is not to put on a thawb and be dressed like a 6th century Arab man. It is the character. Let us embrace the character of Islam and let us apply, internalize the spirit of fasting and prayer. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let us pray for our brother Muhammad Ali. Let us pray for all those brothers and sisters who have passed away in this community and elsewhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower them all with His mercy. May Allah purify them. If they have been good, righteous and virtuous people, may Allah enhance their goodness and reward them abundantly for the good works they have done. If they have been sinners, may Allah cleanse them, purify them, and save them from the trials of grave and hellfire, and admit them into Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ufur lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب رسولك والحب الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. يا الله, inspire us to love you more than anything else and above everything else. يا الله, inspire us to love your messenger. يا الله, inspire us to love those who love you. يا الله, inspire us to bring love into our heart that will bring us closer to your love. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب من يحبك والحب الذي يقربنا الى حبك. يا الله forgive, يا الله have mercy on those who are sick and suffering. اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رب الناس اذهب الباس اشفي انت الشافي اشفي انت الشافي اللهم اشفهم شفاء تاما لا يغادر سقما. اللهم ارحم امه محمد اللهم فرج عن امه محمد اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا اللهم ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاجه ترضيك الا قضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين اقم الصلاه